Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Palmerbet on the edge of the box. Oh, it's a straight-up screamer!
Download our app today and enjoy straight-up screamers this FIFA World Cup with great odds, great promos and same-game multi at Palmerbet. Gamble responsibly. For gambler's help, call 1-800-858-858.
Gearing up for Dometic. Dometic Patrol, an icebox with a sense of adventure. Everything you need for adventures, big or small. Mobile living made easy. Dometic.
Time for gearing up for Dometic. Enjoy the great outdoors with all the comforts of home with Dometic. Scotty from Burmy Bait and Tackle is on the line this morning. We love catching up with Scotty. Aaron, you're headed his way this weekend. You can't wait. It's your number one. It's your first stop once you get to the region, isn't it?
It is. Always head to the tackle store to see what's going on. Scotty's always got the information, as well as the boys, because the good thing is they all fish. You're not just talking to someone at a tackle store that sells a couple of pilchards, Patrick. And so it's always good. You can talk about the currents. Good morning, Scotty.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Well, we're going well. I'm not going quite as well as Aaron because he's headed your way. More importantly, how's the region fishing at the moment, Scotty?
Yeah, no, it's been good. We had a little water was a bit cold, a bit green for a couple of days, and then it came good. A bit of warm water we had that was had a fair few fish in it, sort of shuffled south to sort of Maroondula there last week, and it was a bit slower out the front. People were crusty on head under there, chipping away, getting a couple of days. A couple of guys fished yesterday out the front of the bait hole. We've got a couple again. They were the only ones out there. The rest turned around and come back, but we've got some fine weather starting now, really, for the next few days. So that water looks to be pushing back to the north. It was sort of around that 36, 44 to 48 and a few south of that, and that sort of pushed its way up, and a few guys are amongst it today, so they haven't had to venture too far. They sort of got out over the bottom of the 12 and started trickling south and sort of ran into that water. So if it holds shape, which it should do, with without too much wind and to move around too much over the next few days, it'll hold. That's good. And
let's just dumb it down a little bit, Scotty. I know what you're talking about. You've probably confused the hell out of Pat and a few listeners here. Now, it's very interesting when you say the water. It's easy for me to just picture exactly what you're saying in your head, moving up and down in the numbers. So you're actually talking about the middle contour lines of actually where the shelf is running. He's talking about exactly where the fish are running off the middle numbers. Now, let's go back to the water that you're talking about. What are you actually looking for when you say the water is here? What are you actually looking for?
Well, this season we've seen predominantly, most of the fish have been around that, 23 to 25 degree water.
Yep.
We'd like to see the current pushing west onto the shelf itself. And obviously, 90% of your striped marlin fishing is done in 70 to 100 fathoms. And then you're sort of led on the day by activity and where there may be a pocket of water that's holding a few more fish. So you've sort of basically obviously got good bait, and with counter technology these days, guys have got, marking fish pretty well dialed in. So they're finding them, and they're finding white birds in the way of albatross and mutton birds. And, obviously we have seals that push, together with marlin bait to the surface and create bait balls, and we find fish on those. That sort of activity is what we see as we head into March a little bit more. Having marlin around here in that first couple of months of the year is a little bit more potlucky now. Neck of the woods, it just depends on the current at the start of the season. But as we go into that late February, March, water slows, temperature seems to settle a little bit more, and we seem to have the bite becomes a little bit more consistent. The days where you get a push of stronger current and the water might be 25, 6 or 7, we seem to see guys marking a lot more fish, seeing a number of free jumpers during the day, seeing a few fish tailing, but getting a bite can be a lot more difficult. And you would have seen and heard about that over the last month where people have missed quite a few fish, seen them, had trouble, raising a fish, getting the bite, staying connected. That seems to settle a little bit more as the temperature of the water stays a little bit more steady. It's not as dramatic, it seems. And we get that current just starting to push west. So if we can find 20, either side of 24 degree water, it seems this year, with the current pushing sort of west towards us, that's sort of usually a bit slower. Bait seems to be stacked up stronger and higher, you know, most days. And you seem to see the fish seem to settle in that area a bit more, and then you have your traditional, you know, where you'll have a really good bite one day, then it might be all right the next day, then it might be doughy the next day, regardless of the conditions. But generally, the fish are now in that far south coast region. And then it's a matter of just following that a little bit up and down the coast. But traditionally, your key points out the front of Maroondula, Tathra, Bunga, you know, 12-mile Bermagui, Kink, Churros, become consistent sort of haunts, and it might just be a little bit better bite in one of those areas on any given day, but mostly there's enough boats on water that you've got some direction tomorrow to give you an idea of where you're going to be and give yourself a better chance. And that's sort of it in a nutshell.
I think that's a great segue around what other boats are in the region and to give yourself a good chance. For those that haven't fished Burmese, for so many right around the country, haven't been able to move from state to state, but now that everything's opened back up, that's now available. So there's anglers, and we're seeing just how popular the marine industry has become, you know, post a sort of COVID situation and world that we're hopefully headed towards now. It means there's newer people getting into boating, buying bigger boats, looking at places like Burmese is really one of the great places to go and fish around Australia. How much work do they need to put into researching the area? Or is it come into the shop, talk to yourself and talk to your staff around, you know, their best chance of you know, targeting billfish, even when they haven't ever done it before, or they've got this new boat and they want to test it out, they want to go to Burmese, but it's all new to them?
Oh, look, it's fairly straightforward. I mean, obviously, it's crucial on any given day to be fishing the right conditions, but also it's just get your bait first, then you're sort of ready to fish. And then it's a matter of whatever suits certain angles. But, you know, some people are just starting out. Obviously, they can just pick away with baits, obviously, with the, you know, dredges and a range of towable teasers becoming a lot more appealing and certainly pretty effective. We're probably, it's a lot more effective now for people who are starting out to cover a little bit more ground than they used to by just finding bait and drifting or ticking baits over the top of bait schools hoping to catch a marlin. Now they can sort of do this 2 to 3 knots, 3.5 knots with a dredge. Some guys do 5 to 5.5 knots now and change their live baits more frequently. So you're actually covering more ground. So you're effectively more likely to come across fish, put yourself in the zone. But obviously, if you know you're in an area where you've seen half a dozen fish caught around you over 2 or 3 hours, well, you're not leaving there, then it's a matter of backing the technique on the day. And you might hear guys saying, well, you know, we've raised 4 or 5 fish on a live bait today, and they just, you know, the bait comes up on the surface, plays dead, the fish doesn't follow through. And the guy next to him might have had 3 bites, you know, off his teaser where he switched to fish, or we're certainly seeing that just skip baiting in general is back and certainly converting a lot more fish this last month than we normally would, you know. So it's the simple part is if you've got the baits out and you've got the ability to live bait, you can go a bit faster with a dredge than what you used to, and you can basically cover ground, but you can also adapt on the day to really just rigging up a couple of baits and skipping instead, and then you're doing your 5.5 knots. And Dewey might be more effective that week and seems to be converting more fish. And then that might change, obviously, 2 days later and the guys on live is ticking away or on the dredge only are starting to catch a few more. So not much tackle needed. It's just more a matter of having, you know, a few bow, you know, arrows in the quiver and you're underway.
Before we get into a bit of the chat about the bacon and egg roll, Patrick, to answer your answer your question, the way the weather's looking at the moment, wind's looking good. But I'm pretty sure on the Friday, I think we've got 10 to 20 mil, 20 to 40 mil Saturday, 20 to 40 mil Sunday. You can fish out the front of the shop the way that it's looking. So we've got a bit of weather coming. So if you are heading up this weekend, make sure you do check, make sure the weather's going to be sweet because there are some thunderstorms lurking around on the report at the moment. But the shop is a cracker as well, Pat. I know we're nearly running out of time, but you can head up in the morning there, grab yourself a nice fresh bacon and egg roll, as I like to talk about. You don't have to do the cooking in the morning, which is always good.
You reckon they're the best bacon and egg rolls on the east coast of Australia?
Anything's good, to be honest with you, when you're been fishing for 5 days straight. You can't be bothered cooking in the morning. That's not talking down Scotty's bacon and egg roll. It's just the fact you don't have to do it. It's done for you and it's not too expensive. So that's always good. But he's always got everything else in store. So if you do lose a dredge bar, I'm going to say it now because I might need to get a new one up there. I hope you've got one in stock for me, Scotty. But it's make sure you drop in the morning. What time do you open?
We're 6 till 6 every day.
6 to 6, which is well before the sun gets up. So make sure you drop in and grab what you need for the day.
Scotty, thanks for your time this morning on Real Adventures. Burmy Bait and Tackle, as we said. It's Aaron's first stop whenever he heads to the region. It should be yours as well if it's an area of the world that you're interested in heading to.
He's even got fuel there. You don't even need to go to the servo.
One-stop shop. Scotty, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, bud. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks, Scotty. I'll see you on Friday.
That was Gearing Up for Dometic Mobile Living Made Easy.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.